This is Chris Johnson. It is fucking early September, and it is hot as fucking balls in Buffalo, New York. Just fucking unbelievable. It was one of those days where my air conditioning just said, fuck it. I got it set at 75, and then I come out to the fucking living room after I drag my ass out of bed at like 1, and like the fucking air is set at 75, and it says like 76. I'm like, this fucking thing ain't gonna fucking cool. It's like 78 degrees in here, but the AC is running, so like it was fine. And it's fucking cooler in here than it is outside, I fucking guarantee you that. I've been experiencing something that I experience like the end of every summer, and I can't really explain it because it's meaningless now. It doesn't mean anything anymore. But for some fucking reason, I will still get depressed at the end of the summer as if my life changes in any discernible way. The changing from one season to the next, once you are out of school, and if you have any job other than something in fucking education, is meaningless. Are you like this? Do you go through this? It's like the fucking years and years of schooling that you got as a kid, where everything was so fucking structured from kindergarten to 12th grade. And then if you went away to college, it was structured the same fucking way. You start around late August, early September, depending upon what part of the country that you're in. There's a break for Christmas. There's a break for like Easter. In college, there's a couple semesters. You get like a longer winter break. And then come like May or June, you're fucking done for the summer. And then you start that whole process over again. And you do that for fucking years. And I think it becomes so fucking ingrained in you that even as a 41-year-old man, Chris Johnson still sometimes gets depressed at the end of the summer. And I can't fucking figure out why. Because I'm doing the same thing in September that I did in fucking August. I'm working my normal fucking shift at my normal schedule. Nothing is changing for me. And this is the only time of year where this happens. Aside from like when Christmas ends. I get depressed when Christmas ends because I like the fucking Christmas season and I like the decorations and all that shit. So I get a little bit bummed when I have to take all the Christmas stuff down. Because when you take the Christmas stuff down in January, it's a fucking hellscape, especially in Buffalo, for a couple months before shit starts to warm up. So like if you're like me and you leave your Christmas stuff up for a long time, you take it down in the middle of January and you're like, this fucking sucks. It's the middle of January, it's cold, it's gonna be cold until fucking March. And it's gonna snow in March too. March could easily suck. So like I get bummed around the end of Christmas. But like when winter goes into spring, I don't give a shit, I'm jacked up. I'm like, motherfucker, it's gonna get warmer now. When spring fades into summer, you're fine with that. Like sweet, it's fucking summer, longer days and shit. Maybe you go on a camping trip or two. Maybe you hit the pool. Whatever the fuck, whatever you got going on. Softball for me, you know what I mean? All kinds of shit goes on in the summer. But when that summer ends, I get this fucking twinge of depression. But I like fall. I'm a big fan of fall. Fall's kind of a fucking awesome time. Fall weather's fucking phenomenal, especially up in the Northeast here. You might get highs in like the 70s, lows in the 50s. You can fucking open your windows and shit. It's phenomenal. Not today. Today sucks. Well, it was super nice and hot, so I'm sure a lot of people liked it. But like, I'm baking my balls off in my fucking apartment all day. High fucking 80s, close to 90, a little bit too much for me. I'm not gonna bitch about it because I fucking hate like snow and shit, but like, you know, the fall weather is probably a bit more in my fucking lane than like really hot summer weather. You know what it is too? Like when I get older, it's a little bit of that old depression with a little tang of nostalgia. And I don't really understand what that nostalgia is either. Cause it's not like I have a fucking hankering to go back to school. And the depression's kind of weird too, because like when I was in college, I don't want to fucking stay home. I was like, motherfucker, I can go back to fucking school and have a fucking single and my own room and my fucking girlfriend's there and shit. And I don't have to live with my fucking dad. Like where the fuck do I sign up for that shit? I stayed in school as long as possible just to get away from that motherfucker. I graduated high school in 2000. I graduated in college in 2006. I mean, I got a couple degrees, but they're in the same fucking thing. Like, I could have done it in like 4 years, but I went with the old Van Wilder approach. I'm dating myself with that reference, but it was a movie about some dude that stayed in college forever. Who the fuck was in that? Ryan Reynolds was in that. Fucking Deadpool was in that. I thought it was pretty good back in the day. I haven't seen it in fucking 20 years probably, but it's a fucking legitimate reference. Look it up, kids. I was always excited to go back to school in college. Not because I wanted to do classes, but like I said, like, no more dad. The only time I've ever been bummed as fuck about spring fading in the summer was like that graduation year where it's like, son of a bitch, like, I'm not coming back here. I'm not coming back to fucking college anymore. Like, I'm fucking home. I gotta live in my fucking parents' house. What am I gonna do? How am I gonna handle this shit? And I'll tell you how I handled it. I got kicked out of the house in about 3 weeks. I graduated in like the middle of fucking May, and I'm pretty sure I got kicked out of that fucking house by June. It wasn't my fucking fault. My dad wanted to fight, and I fucking gave it to him. It was like the origin story of current Chris Johnson. Bullied by his father for years, then finally at the dinner table, he mustered up the courage to tell him to go fuck himself. And he did it in front of the whole family. But then I had to go live in my girlfriend's mom's house for a while, and that place was a cesspool. There are some things that are like burned into your fucking mind that never go away. That never goes away. I can fucking replay that entire fucking event. I don't remember anything that happened before it. I just remember being at the dinner table and it happening. And then I remember like taking several trips to my girlfriend's mom's place. lugging my shit. And then, like, he yelled at her for some reason, as if she told him to go fuck himself, but she didn't fucking say anything. So then she was like, dude, fuck this guy. I'm never talking his fucking ass again. She had more balls than me on that front. I wish I was that fucking strong. To have the strength to say go fuck yourself and to not kind of go crawling back, you know what I mean? And feel ashamed for it. But anyway, I'm way fucking off track here. The point is, I still get, like, sad this time of year for no fucking reason at all. And I've been looking at, like, old fucking college pictures and shit just to kind of fucking bring back the memories of me fucking going away and getting out of my fucking parents' house. But I'm doing fucking great. I mean, I got my own fucking two-bedroom apartment here, and I'm fucking chilling with Finley. So things are fucking phenomenal. They couldn't be better. They probably could be better. I don't know. But, like, I'm content, you know. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the fucking cast. Every single episode is there. Website, app, download me, carry me around in your pocket. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram, maybe the number 5 minutes, and Facebook. This podcast is going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you.